This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Belarus President Viktor Lukashenko has said that the leader of the Russian mercenary Wagner Group is no longer in Belarus, but in Russia. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Lukashenko's statement followed Russian media reports saying Prigozhin was spotted in St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city. His presence was seen as part of agreements that allowed him to finalize his affairs there. The abortive rebellion represented the biggest threat to Russian President Vladimir Putin in his more than two decades in power. I'm Karen Chamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Thursday appealed to the UN Security Council member nations to create and send a security force to address the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. We get more on that story from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Guterres traveled to Haiti Saturday to meet with Prime Minister Ariel Henry and with sectors of the Haitian society to discuss the crisis. Henry has been serving as Prime Minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021. There are no democratically elected institutions left in Haiti, as there have been no elections since October of 2019. The UN reports gangs run 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince. At a news conference before the Security Council debate on the matter, Guterres said a security force is needed to start the political transition.
I repeat, we are not calling for a military or political mission of the United Nations. We are calling for a robust security force deployed by member states to work hand in hand with the Haitian National Police to defeat and dismantle the gangs and restore security across the country.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke with Chinese officials on Friday during a sit-down meeting in Beijing and advised that she is there to carry forward President Biden's directive, including deepening communications on economic issues. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korean officials are seeking to tamp down domestic opposition to the likely release of treated wastewater from Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant. International Atomic Energy Agency Director Rafael Grossi, is expected to visit Seoul Friday through Sunday to explain his approval for Japanese plans to release the treated water from the nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. Grossi issued the approval Tuesday during his trip to Tokyo, where he presented IAEA report to Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Grossi said in the report, the release of the water into the ocean would have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given its full approval to a drug that can slow Alzheimer's disease for patients in the early stages. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Leqembi had already received a conditional approval earlier this year, with studies showing it can modestly slow cognitive decline. But now the FDA says its benefits have been confirmed, with a study of 1,800 patients showing the IV drug can slow memory and thinking decline by about 5 months compared to those who got a placebo. Full approval means Medicare and other insurers can start covering the treatment, although even just co-pays will be costly. Leqembi will carry a warning about potentially dangerous side effects, including brain swelling and bleeding, which has been found in other plaque-targeting drugs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden made his case for 2024 for his economic policies in the heavily Republican state of South Carolina. The APZ Donahue reports.
The president lost by nearly 12 percentage points in 2020 in South Carolina. He says other Republican states are gaining factory jobs because of economic bills he pushed through Congress.
Some analysis has said that the laws I've signed are going to do more to help red America than blue America. Well, that's okay with me because we're all Americans.
He also pointed out the measures had stiff GOP opposition.
Didn't get much help from the other team. That didn't stop us from getting it done.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who's also a GOP presidential candidate, says the president has triggered higher gasoline, food, and utility prices as overall inflation has largely outpaced wage growth. Ed Donahue, Washington.
China says 239 people died from COVID-19 in June and a significant uptick months after it lifted most containment measures. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.